Surprise. Surprise. Oh. Surprise. Hello, Kikeriki. It is 1:30 a.m. I will look at the replies from the tweet of the space. Check 1, 2. I mean, reply. I'm not replying to. No, wait. What did I say? What? I will read. Okay. I don't know. Hello, Kikeriki. I cannot speak too loud, I think, because I'm in a hotel and I don't know how thin the walls are, but they're probably pretty thin. And it's so tiny. It's a different hotel room than last time because I was hoping to be able to sleep better. And so far, because I was unable to keep myself awake, so far I slept pretty well. And now I had some dinner past midnight. And I'll try to get back to sleep. Maybe by the latest, I want to try to sleep again in 1.5 hours. I'll take some melatonin. Thank God I still had it in my bag from last time. Yeah. Is the heat management? No, fuck the heat. I was thinking of after arriving today, because today I arrived today, and I had like the whole day empty now that my streaming plans were canceled. I mean, we had a meeting early in the day, but then I was free and I was thinking of maybe going shopping to just waste some time. But it's so humid, it's so hot, I don't want to be outside. Yeah. Nihon atsui, mushi mushi shiteru shi. Kitsui. I don't want to be outside. I slept well though, yeah. So I slept like 5 hours. I was hoping this is exactly like last time because I arrived, then I stay up until like whatever 6 p.m. or so, and then I try to take a little nap, but then it's unbearable. I can't wake up. Then I think to myself in the middle of the nap, oh, maybe I should just try to sleep through until like 4 a.m. or so. Then that would be an okay time to wake up at, maybe. And I was sleeping and sleeping and sleeping, and I thought, damn, I'm sleeping so much. And I woke up at, like around at midnight, and I'm like, wow, I feel like I slept so much. It must be really, really, like at least 2 or 3 a.m. now. But I checked the time, and it's like midnight, and I'm like, eh? But I did sleep like 5 hours, I think. I must have slept 5 hours. Yeah. Wait, I should check here. Any plans on hanging out with Idea Girls? I already hung out a little bit with them today. I was just like visiting them. Just a little bit, but I was too tired. How hot is too hot? Well, I feel like it's overall about 5 to 6 degrees Celsius hotter than last time I was here. And last time was already so hot because of the humidity. Yeah, but tomorrow or today, at this point, I'm going to go on a spa day with Callie, all day. So I have to get up like maybe at 10 or so, maybe for that. And now it's like 1:30. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I think I can fall asleep again and just sleep until like maybe from 4 to 10. Should be manageable. Yeah, I think I'll be fine because I only slept only, so to say, 5 hours. So that's not a full sleep for me, but I feel very, very much that I slept through. But anyway, so I'm in a new hotel. And it's even smaller than the previous one. And I don't know if you guys ever stayed in a Japanese business hotel, but they're already tiny from the get-go. And this one is so small that I cannot even attempt to open my suitcase on the floor. It's now fully open on my bed. I don't know, the hotel is kind of ridiculous in some ways, but it's cute. It looks cute, I think, for some reasons. And yeah, that's why I have to unpack everything. Even though it's just a short stay, I have to. It's even smaller than an upper hotel, but I like upper. But yeah, upper room. Yeah, an upper single room. Because there's also like. There's for upper hotel they have single rooms with smaller beds and then a little bit bigger room for with like a big bed or double beds. But yeah, those are comparatively accurate. Mine is a little bit smaller there because I've stayed in a couple of upper hotels before. マジでホテルちっちゃすぎてスーツケースを開けられない。ベッドの上でしか開けられない。So I have to unpack, even though I'm staying for a short time, I have to unpack and just. I don't even know where I'm. I don't even have a closet, I think. Or do I? No, I don't think I have a closet, so I don't know where I'm putting my things, but there's some desk space. Yeah, I don't have on the floor. I guess I'm putting my things on the floor and on the desk. Upper fan, yeah, upper is, I don't know, something about upper hotels, even though they're so tiny, something about them I do like. No, upper hotel. It's a hotel chain in Japan. Okay, let me see. I came again with an empty suitcase as well. Because I still have some Ryza merch to bring home. Apparently, they sent like one huge figurine, bigger than normal figurines, apparently. So I'm folding clothes right now because I had no time, guys, to pack. I was so like time wise mismanaged, because I was streaming so late on Monday. If you recall, I was just trying to get some streaming time in. Yeah, and the whole Tuesday I was flying. So yeah. And I did not really properly plan. Or like, I mean, there's no need to plan, but I should have taken more time for, packing and everything. Oh well. My luggage may fit under the bed. Maybe. I gotta check. Horotori collab. English speaking Horotori collab. I was planning to have it evening time JST, but it will be like too giddy to Ollie's thing, Ollie's 3D showcase, because well, some things have to be considered. And therefore, I've been asked to change the time to like noon, maybe. I'm trying to get it for noon. So I'm changing the time again. But there was no fixed time for you guys anyway. So it's not really like anything's changing for you guys, I suppose. I'm sure. You. Folding, folding, if you can call this folding. I am just. Know, when I fold clothes, I don't fold them that properly, I think. As you should. You sure. But it works. If it works, it works. So here's my swimsuit. What should I wear tomorrow? What do I wear tomorrow? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have more clothes than I need. Six. So I feel like I brought like 7 sets of clothing. Like seven for 7 days. No, even 8 maybe. And I'm not staying for 8 days or seven. At least I have a choice, so, and I still have a fully empty suitcase. Just. Oh, no. Hair removal is not happening, and also karaoke is not happening because Mume feels uncomfortable singing in front of people, so that's fine. I do think we're doing the games, the hand cam games. Yeah. Oh shit. Jean shorts of button shirt with large hat and sunglasses. Button shirt? If it wasn't for the button shirt, I would think you're describing my casual outfit. Call into the 3D showcase. I don't, things like that don't really get decided so last minute normally, I think. Oh, I think I heard a door open outside my room. What does that mean? I'll speak quietly. It's almost 2 a.m. Yeah, she's really shy, but it makes sense because when we went karaoke in January, February, she barely sang. I think she sang maybe one song. Reluctantly. Okay. Wait, what else do I have? Shoes? Oops, I shouldn't drop it like that. Oh yeah, I brought some snacks. Only a few. And Mume brought some snacks, apparently. And Reina just brings whatever she has left over at this point. So we're gonna be snacking as well. Just comparing, country difference, snacks, stuff like that. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I just brought some chocolate and stuff, but not too much. It's not a full snacking stream. Okay, let me go on the other side here. Oh God, it's so. This room? I don't know how to navigate this room. Oh shit. Asho. Come with me. Oh God. Okay. Asho, where do I put my clothes? On top of the fridge. There's at least space to open the suitcase chair. Oh, this is perfect. Okay. Oh, no. Where do I put my underwear? I will keep it a secret so you guys don't know where my underwear is, so you can't steal it. Makeup just here. Makeup, brush, the toys. And camp toys on the floor. On the floor, yes. The floor is always an option. Okay, I can confirm. I can confirm no space under bed for a suitcase. Oh! I felt a little bit special this time with souvenirs, because I bought a lot of little Sacher Torte Sacher Cake cubes. So this time I have a box of five for a certain group that I'm meeting, which is five people in total, and a box of three that I'll give to Genma and some whoever else is there management wise. Many very chocolatey. It sounds claustrophobic. I think, honestly, if you have claustrophobia, it might be rough. Yeah, okay, snacks. Here we have some Lana wafers. We have Mikado for myself. Edible Mikado. I have edible Mikado and non-edible Mikado. For the snack exchange, I brought Balsen, Messino, Edelherb, the ones with the orange filling inside. Those are really good. I've been eating them all my life. And some Mawam, because I had them left over at home. And the Manner wafers and a little bit of Rittersport. Yeah. That's it. Four snacks, nothing else. This goes up. I could. I can hang some clothes. I don't know if you guys hear me so well anymore. I'm practically whispering. Hanging this up for sure. This up to trying to make this a relatively livable space.
Where did I put the I here? This one. Tomate, guys. Tomate. Okay. This thing, this dress that I wore today, it's already sweaty, even though I only wore it for 1 hour. I think I only wore it for 1 hour today. Or maybe two. Okay. This goes here, this goes here, this goes out here. Okay. This goes here. Okay, I think I'm almost done. This here. What's in here? Oh. Accessories, toothbrush. Just throw it all here. Yeah, okay. Shampoo. I'll be right back. Yo. This goes here. This goes here. This goes here. And oh, some night cream, maybe here. Oh, sure. I think it's empty. More or less empty. Okay. Closing it up. And now, I guess, goes here. Okay. Okay. Think we can go back to my bed. I think. Let's cuddle. Let's be cuddled buddies. Oh, don't forget, I dropped socks on this side. Okay. Sorry, I am all here for you. Did you hear all the packing sounds, unpacking sounds? I'm so excited to eat the Sacha cake. I'm so excited, but I have to wait some days. For the time that I actually need it for. The bed, yeah, I do like the bed. It's pretty comfy. Also, I forgot to take all of my meds in the last. Well, how many hours has it been? More than 24 hours. Let's go. But I'm usually not very, Not very, how to say. I always take my meds at different times. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Okay, here comes Hamo Wang. Uova. Better late than never. Wait, where's my other? Where's the ladies one that I take for skin problems? You guys don't misunderstand. I mean, even honestly, I feel like in Austria, I don't know a single girl that does not take it, like, generally. It's like, I feel like in Austria, when you're a teenager, your family, your parents, and doctors will immediately, like, recommend and push it onto you. So everybody just takes it their whole life, I think. Oh, is that Monday? Monday, Tuesday? Wait, it's already Wednesday. Oh. Oops. Okay. But in Austria, no wait, now it's Thursday. But it's still technically somehow Wednesday. In Austria, it's also Wednesday. Oh well. Oh well. Oh well. That's fine. And now I'm gonna take the melatonin in the hopes. Yeah, in the hopes that it will help me get tired again. Chihuahua, remember, you love sleeping. You love sleeping, so just do it. Just sleep. You now have the chance to sleep as much as you'd like. So sleep. Okay. That's free. Three things that I just took. Let me leave those out here. Oh shit. Yeah. Alrighty. Yeah, I think I'm like set. Oh, sure. Wow, back under the covers. Wow, and sideways. And attach phone to charging cable. Teenager sounds so young to be messing with your helmets like that, but I'm not. No, it's pretty normal, I think. Yum. But I've been taking it just for skin reasons for like forever, so many years now. And I tried to take a break for a few. The gulp was HT. I tried to take a break to see if my skin finally can like deal with my acne on its own for like a few months, maybe 3 months, 4 months. And I noticed, no. Even as an adult, I still get acne. So I had to go back. That's so annoying. I thought I could like escape taking, daily pills because it's annoying to keep up with it. But yeah. I was really hopeful that maybe now as an adult, no acne. Man, it's so mean. It's so mean. Oh, you got put on birth control at 13 because your cramps were so bad there. Oh, I watched a video of a police guy, a cop at a convention testing like a cramp, period cramp device that you can bring up to 10 levels. And I wonder how it feels, but apparently it was really realistic because it even goes down to the knees and everything, and the cop was already like saying it hurts like early on,
And at 10 or like at 9 and 8, he already didn't want to move anymore. He was like, I can't stand up. Funny. Hormone patches. I don't know. I told my lady doctor I needed for acne again, and she just said, okay, here, there you go. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's rough. I'm an eternal teenager. Fuck, man. Fuck. Yeah, hormonal changes. Yeah, happen every month. I've seen women try the period machine and not even flinch. Oh my God, I wonder. Sheesh, how does it feel? It's crazy that you can recreate that. Oh well, anyway. Maybe I'll try again in like 5 years. But I know that it's also bad for some of my inside body parts, right? I don't know what it was. To take it forever and ever. It's not good, so I mean, I would prefer to let go. That's okay though for now. I'm still young. Right? Wait, am I? Am I? Oh my God. I'm gonna start crying at 2 a.m. in my hotel bedroom. Morning face wash. No, stuff like that. That's not enough. That's really not enough for me. Yeah, liver. I guess the liver is in danger. Eternally young. You always talk like you're 50. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. Maybe I am 50. Do, do. Barely over 3 years. You know what? I already feel a little bit tired. It's comfy. I miss Kato. I miss my Kato already. Who woke the baby? Oh, by the way, I brought my headphones, my new headphones. And yeah, they're really good, yeah. I tried to sleep with them on the plane, but no. Oh no, the pill turned her into a baby, says Lunchbox. But no. Maybe because I missed it for 2 days. That's what makes me into a baby. 'Cause it's called anti-baby pill, right? In German. So when you don't take it, you turn into a baby yourself. That's how it works. Oopsie. Bamboo, bamboo. But no, the melatonin is not kicking in yet. It can't. It takes some time. But the headphones, I tried to sleep with them on the plane. But the thing is, like, when you Like I had a window seat, so I always get a window seat so I can lean on the side on the wall. But then of course the headphones are kind of, in the way. So I ended up mostly not using them. Also, again, I slept the first few hours of the flight and like 3, 4 hours, and then I was tired but unable to sleep for the rest of the flight. Everything is literally repeating itself. It's the same as last time when I was here. It's exactly the same. I had the same experience last time. Can't sleep in the night before the flight. Not much because stress. Then in the flight, really tired. So sleeping for 4 hours or so. And then the rest of the flight, can't sleep. Then arrive early in too early in Japan to check into the hotel. So have to force myself to stay awake for a couple, actually, yeah, a couple hours. Then trying to stay awake until the evening, but fail at it miserably. Fall asleep too early. Jet lag the shit out of myself. Try to sleep, because slept early, try to sleep longer through the night. Fail again. Make everything worse. It's all the same, just like last time. Oh man. The pressure from the noise canceling gives me a headache. Oh, it doesn't give me a headache, but after wearing them for a while, like 1 or 2 hours, I also felt like, okay. I'm starting to get annoyed by the pressure on my ears. The like not the cabin pressure or so, but just by the pressure of weight. Yeah, the problem is my trip is so short that I'll be jet lagged. And then I come back and I'm jet lagged again and blah blah blah. Yeah. But I don't have like an insanely packed schedule. I mean, tomorrow I'm just spending the whole day in the spa with Callie. But the other days, wait, there's like barely any days. I keep on thinking it's longer than it actually is. Wait, so Thursday, it's Thursday now. We're in the spa on Thursday. Friday is the collab. Now the collab, we're trying to move to be earlier in the day. And then I have the whole evening or like afternoon and evening off. And then Saturday in the afternoon, I have some work to do. Earplugs. I don't like earplugs. I really hate the feeling of earplugs stuck in my ears. It feels so weird to me. Hopefully the UK trip won't be too tiresome to, Fuck. I think I have to do something quickly on my laptop. So I might end the space. I'll just quickly, it will just take like 5 minutes, I think, and then I try to go to sleep. Probably. Is the stream you're planning still a go for Sunday, Monday? I really have to decide. I think I'll just do it at Ina time slot on Sunday, which is 11 p.m. usual Kiwawa time. Yeah. It's shit for, like, I mean, it's 6 a.m. for JST. Yeah. But there will be an announcement regarding that, so please hold the line. Sounds like a plan. Yeah. Okay, guys. I will end the space. スペース終わらせようと思います。もう2時ですね。2時だけど、ちょっと一瞬パソコンで何かやりたい。5分間で、その後また寝ようと思います。I'll try to sleep after I finish something really quickly on the laptop. And then I think I'll be able to sleep at least 4 or 5 hours again. I believe in myself. I believe in the power of melatonin. Yay. Yay, yay. See, I'm yawning. Oh my god, it's working. This space has been recorded, so if you missed something, you can still listen to it afterwards. Okay. 聞いてくれてありがとう。Thanks for listening. アミミール。キワワアミミール。アミミール。アミミール。I'm sleeping. Bye bye. Auf Wiedersehen. Yes. Relax day tomorrow or today. It's today. Mamma mia. Happy 20th of July. Yatta. Bye bye, guys. Bye bye. Thanks for listening. Bye bye. Bye bye.